Mike Rogers is the latest in Congress to want to be a talk radio host. But wait a minute, he's kind of thinking about president, too. Holland Cook, talk radio consultant, here with us on the Ed Schultz Radio Show, media consultant as well. Holland, good to have you back.
Interesting choice of words. He want to be a radio host, you say, huh? I hope he makes out better than Mike Huckabee, but he seems to be echoing a theme. You recall when Mike Huckabee launched his radio show, it was going to be about conversation, not confrontation. And Rogers is now pledging a different kind of radio talk show. We'll see.
First of all, how did Huckabee do? What's happening with him?
The problem he had is going to be the same problem possibly that Rogers faces, which is your stations are the leftovers, because the big righties have all the big stations. Or do they? You know, what's going on behind the scenes at Cumulus Media, the company that is hiring him to do the radio show, because they've got Rush Limbaugh and they're paying through the schnoz to have him on their big stations. Is this their farm team that they're growing to replace the mature acts? We'll see.
Why would Cumulus sign a congressman? I mean, the guy has no radio experience whatsoever, to my knowledge. He's never, quote, worked a story. He's never done a morning show, or he's never been cultured at all in the day-to-day survival that you got to go through in this industry. He just is a member of Congress, and all of a sudden a big radio company thinks, well, gosh, let's make him a radio talker. Is it that easy?
He has some radio experience. I guess he did college radio back in Michigan. Obviously, the bar is set higher to do a nationally syndicated show. But there is a troubling question mark with a sitting politician, a member of Congress, announcing, I'm going to go do radio next year. Well, what happens in the meantime? Broadcasting is a regulated industry. One of the worst-kept rumors in radio is that the company that's going to hire him in a year, Cumulus Media, is trying to buy CBS Radio. And what that would do in many of the big markets where both companies have stations is put them over the limit of the number of stations you're allowed to have in any one area. Mike Rogers is on the Intel Committee. He's not on Commerce. He's not on Judiciary or the committees where oversight would take place. But you know how the Hill works. There's a lot of political horse trading that goes on, swapping votes for this and that. So what is a concern is Cumulus trying to have a guy on the inside of the game when they're going to seek a waiver in some of the markets if they can bulk up by buying the CBS stations?
I'd like to know who at Cumulus thought that Mike Rogers was such an extraordinary talent that he just instantly had to have a national show. This is what's wrong with this business. People that earn it, that are in it for years, that know how to do it, that understand the value of it, understand the roots of it all, and the impact that you can have, and the responsibility that you have. Just because some guy's sitting in Congress doesn't mean that he's going to have the talent or the moxie or the know-how to come out and do what we do for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, for normally 48 weeks out of the year.
I'm sure you're often asked, how long does you spend preparing each day's show? And there's no short answer. You can't just say an hour and a half. You can't say 5 hours. You never stop preparing.
Yeah.
Your life is in preparation. There's a famous quote where Frank Sinatra was asked years ago, and he says, you've got your entire life to come up with your first album, and then you've got 6 months to come up with your second album. And in daily talk radio, it just never ends. It's relentless. And you can prepare the best show, and 5 minutes before showtime, they lose the Malaysian Airlines plane, or they find the Malaysian Airlines plane, and suddenly it all goes out the window, and you have to pivot. So even if the guy has the gift of gab that it takes to win multiple terms in Congress, you still got to be able to think on your feet as a broadcaster when there's a developing story coming down. So this will be the test. No matter how well you prepare your show, what if?
And we all know that there simply are not any liberals in Congress that could qualify for doing a talk show by a conservative company.
I want to hear the Bernie Sanders show.
Yeah, that's right. I always wanted to hear the Dennis Kucinich show. The bottom line here is that this is ideologically driven. And I make the case that this guy, Mike Rogers, who's a Republican, would have never gotten this opportunity with Cumulus if he is on the other side of the aisle.
Yeah, it all flows from the ownership. And the point you made a minute ago about too few owners owning too many stations, this is a concern that's been building since deregulation run amok in 1996. Back then, you could only own two AMs and two FMs in any one city. So if this rumored Cumulus acquisition of the CBS radio stations happens, they'd be way over the limit unless they got a waiver from somebody in government.
Huckabee's out of it now, isn't he, or is he ending it, or is he out of
He's doing a daily vignette, a short-form
But he's not
commentary.
Doing a three-hour gig. He's not doing a three-hour gig every day,
no,
right?
No, that ended.
So can we say that he failed? I mean, if that had happened to a liberal talker, oh, look at liberal talk radio doesn't work. He failed.
Yeah, they sure would. And he probably could have limped along for another year. I get the impression that he walked away from it rather than it walking away from him. But you know the business model. It's very hard to aggregate a pile of audience across the country, especially if, in Huckabee's case, many of these stations aren't carrying you live. Many of these are smaller stations, and look what just happened to Rush Limbaugh in L.A. and San Francisco. They move him to a smaller station, and his ratings tank, and it kind of prompts the question, is he there because he's good, or is he good because he's there?
Mm-hmm.
By the time Mike Huckabee got to syndicated radio, El Rushbo had scoffed up all the big stations, and Huckabee never really had a chance to find traction. So unless Cumulus is planning to replace talkers of Limbaugh's generation with Rogers and other 50-somethings, I don't know how he's going to get enough ears. But that said, Mike Rogers is 50, same age as Sean Hannity. Michael Savage is in his 70s. Rush Limbaugh is pushing 64. So there may be a generational aspect to what Cumulus Media is up to.
Interesting. Okay, and the other thing is, how's our old buddy Herman Cain, the pizza man, doing?
Herman's show is very good radio. He's much better at radio than he is at running for president, because we've all seen the blooper reel, and he was made for radio. And the dirty little secret was the whole presidential campaign was a hype. It was a book tour disguised as a presidential campaign, after which he was going to return to talk radio, where he had been before. And you remember how it was during the Republican run-up. Everybody got their turn as number one. Heck, Michelle Bachmann was number one for a week.
Too many girlfriends had gotten away there with Herman. I mean, that was one of the things. But he's turned out to do pretty good radio, I guess. Good for him.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's not as easy as he makes it look. And this is what Mike Rogers has got to confront. I think he probably needs a first-rate consultant.
And that would be you, of course. Good to have you on, Holland. Appreciate it.
You bet, pal.
You bet. Thanks so much. Holland Cook, media consultant here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show, 1-877-934-6833. Survivalspeech.com, by the way. Survivalspeech.com. That's where you can find Holland Cook's work.